Blackstone Publishing presents An Affair of Poisons by Addie Thorley. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller and Tim Campbell. To Sam, for believing in me before I believed in myself. And to Cato, who sat with me through every word. 1. Paris, 1679. Mirabel. My laboratory reeks of death. Not of blood and flesh and decay, but the garlicky bite of arsenic, the musty essence of hemlock, and the sweet smell of oleander. Like rosewater and citrus, the lethal perfume tickles my nose as I rush about the hearth, stoking the fire and whisking the steaming concoction in my cast-iron kettle. Today I will kill a man. Not directly, as I won't be the one to tip the poudre de succession into his wine, but my hands made the poison, so I suppose I am responsible in part. This should probably strike fear into my bones, or make me tremble with remorse, or if nothing else, have me worried for my soul. But a smile bends my lips as I add a pinch of sulfur to the draft and watch the garish yellow particles flutter down like snowflakes, sinking and swirling and vanishing. While the mixture bubbles, I return to the sideboard and thumb through my notes. Is it belladonna or lead I need next? The poison is a new one, called Acqua Tofana. Mother acquired the formula from an associate in Italy. It's a devilish little brew, rumored to be most effective at disposing of bothersome husbands and rivals at court.